A big ruling in federal court today against Madison Square Garden. The jury found that a former executive of the New York Knicks was sexually harassed by her bosses, including coach Isaiah Thomas. And the jury awarded Anuka Brown Sanders $11.6 million in compensatory and punitive damages. From New York, here's NPR's Mike Pesca.
More than the basketball team was rotten within Madison Square Garden. That, in a nutshell, was the finding of a Manhattan jury this afternoon. Anuka Brown Sanders, the Knicks' former vice president of marketing and business operations, prevailed in a trial that sullied the reputations of Knicks coach Isaiah Thomas and Knicks owner James Dolan. Thomas was not found liable for punitive damages, but the jury did say he harassed Brown Sanders, herself a former college basketball star. After the trial, Thomas spoke to reporters.
Everybody can get a little closer so you can hear me, because I want to say it as loud as I possibly can. I am innocent. I'm very innocent, and I did not do the things that she accused me in this courtroom of doing.
But later, Brown Sanders proclaimed victory for herself, for other working women, and for this group.
It's for every man in the corporate environment who does act like a professional. And everyone who sends a sister to work every day, a mother to work every day, a daughter to work every day. And it's for also the women who don't have the means and couldn't possibly have done what I was able to do.
Brown Sanders testified that she was repeatedly cursed at and hit on. Thomas denied cursing at Brown Sanders, but said he cursed while she was around. In a deposition, he said that a white man calling a black woman a bitch was worse than a black man doing the same. A season ticket holder testified that he saw Thomas put his arm around Brown Sanders and compliment her appearance, causing her to grow uncomfortable. All this reflected rather disastrously on James Dolan, the billionaire CEO of Cablevision, which owns the Knicks. In a videotaped deposition played at the trial, Dolan sat slumped in a chair wearing a black crewneck shirt with the sleeves pushed up. He smiled and chuckled as a plaintiff's lawyer questioned him.
Is it appropriate for someone to refer to another employee as a black bitch or a bitch?
No, it's not appropriate. It's also not appropriate to murder anyone. I don't know that that's happened either.
Laughing off this case may have been MSG's undoing. Cablevision is valued by the stock market to be worth more than $10 billion. When Brown Sanders left the Garden, she offered to drop her suit for $6 million. She was rebuffed. But the jury award shouldn't be very damaging to the overall health of the company. Thomas Egan, an analyst who covers the cable industry for Oppenheimer & Company, says the Knicks are but a tiny portion of the overall business of Cablevision. It also turns out that this incident shouldn't shake investor confidence in the executives running the company, because the Dolans were hardly the darlings of Wall Street to begin with. Egan says there's a phrase for that feeling.
There is what people call, and the market calls, the Dolan discount on this stock because of the Dolans often making mercurial decisions.
The Knicks, as a franchise, haven't had a winning record in 7 years, but the loss they suffer today can't be undone with trades or draft picks. The Garden does vow to appeal. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.